Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today is February, what is the date?
17th.
February 17th, Monday, February 17th, 2020. And it's on the verge, on the brink, on the tink, on the end, on the tip, close
to the season.
The All-Star Touch Football League winter-spring season of 2020. So, there's plenty of expectations.
You always got to get up to a build-up. Like, All-Star Touch Football League.
I was up to applaud myself.
2020?
Of 2020. I haven't done this in a while. Applaud me. It's exciting. Where's Charlie Murphy?
They're laughing at you, you know.
Whatever. So,
right now the season starts March 8th, so it's 3 weeks
March
away.
8th. Is it 3 or 2 weeks?
No, it's 3 weeks from yesterday.
Okay, 3 weeks. We got 3 weeks away to another good season. Let's see if we can.
23rd, the 1st, and then the 8th. So it's 3 weeks from yesterday.
3 weeks from yesterday. Okay. So we are going into another season, and hopefully it can, because last season was awesome. Last season was awesome. You know, we only had one team that dropped out was the Immortal Kings. God bless them.
Which I understand why they did. You know, I get it.
They didn't have enough guys to.
They were getting their ass beat.
Yeah. You know, but that happens.
Yeah.
But you still got to show up every week.
Colonial Iron did.
I didn't see Colonial Diner.
They're not on the list. No, they're not on the list.
Now, I don't know if they actually come.
Maybe they combined with another team or not. But, all right, so we'll go over the list of teams so far. There's 15 teams that are definitely going into the season. It's Camden, Rock Bottom, Steel City, Prospects, GC Irish, Patriots, Ravagers, Sloth, Panthers, Tom Grass to be named. I guess the team is going to be named.
Wait. Is the Sloth guaranteed?
Yeah,
okay.
They're on the list. These are the definite teams.
Okay.
Braves.
Wait. Braves?
Yeah.
Let's applaud them. You may continue.
The Braves, Pirates, Philip Stakes, whoever that is, Snag City, and then Justin McCleary. So they're the
Justin is cast off, exile. Ex-member of GC Irish.
They said they were changing to the Ravens or something.
I believe they're going to go by the Ravens.
I'm not sure who the Philip Stakes is. Now, I heard that Price Electric and Reflection were going to combine and become an elite team. I don't see either one of their names on here unless
maybe they're Philip Stakes.
And Colonial Diner's not on the list. So I guess they they got tired of getting whooped on.
Maybe they're just busy.
Or maybe the actual diner didn't want to sponsor them anymore. Maybe they pulled their sponsorship money.
Nah. So, in the beginning of the season last year, what did we start with? 12 teams?
I'm not sure. It was less than what it is now. For the winter, spring? Or fall?
For the fall.
Fall was maybe about the same.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, winter, spring, there was like 12. But the fall, there's always more teams in the fall. Because the Decepticons and the Hybrids weren't in the winter, spring, but they were in the fall.
Okay. Are the Hybrids on that list?
Yeah, they're on there.
Oh, okay. So the Hybrids are on the list. The only team that's on there is
Colonial Diner.
Colonial Diner
and Reflection. Unless they're Philip Stakes. Unless there's a new Philip Stakes. Their names are not on here.
Well, Reflection wasn't in the
fall. Winner.
Not in
this
the fall.
They don't play fall. They only play winter. So Reflection's name should be on this list unless they're Philip Stakes.
Okay. So they combine with Price.
Supposedly.
I'm only speculating, but maybe only due to the fact that Brett Favre, K. Scott from Price Electric, I guess that injury was definitely serious.
Yeah, or maybe he didn't fully recover from it.
Cannot return. just yet. Hopefully, you know, hopefully, unless he's completely done, like, I'm done, I can't do this anymore. So we'll keep an eye on that. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited about let's see who can dethrone, who can unseat. I don't know another word to give with that, but let's see who can beat fucking Camden, man. Who can beat Camden? Camden has won back to back. Let's applaud them. But wait, get to the screen.
You can do it.
Yeah, because we won't hear it and we'll never know if it gives up.
It's only 6 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, but I still want to hear it so I know when it's over. There we go. That's a Camden. Back to back.
Yeah,
all
right. The fall season started with 14. 14 teams.
14 teams?
Yeah.
The fall, okay. So who's different?
Colonial, Immortal Kings.
So there's no Colonial, no Immortal Kings.
And Price. And now we got Justin. There's a new guy, Graff. He's gonna name his team, and Snag City's back.
Well, wait, hold up. I thought I saw the new guys, the old.
No,
new guys.
They were on the list as possible, but they are not on the list.
Tom Graff was the quarterback, if I'm not mistaken. I believe Tom Graff was the quarterback of the Prospects the year that they remember a couple seasons ago where they were playing Rock Bottom.
Yeah,
and they had
the
him.
Playoffs, they
feel like they had him dead to right in the playoff game.
Yeah.
I think that's Tom Graff. So I think he used to play, if I'm not mistaken, I believe he used to play with Patty Wax and Philly Sports Bar.
Okay. Well, he's coming back, and I guess he's going to name his team later. So that's a potential new team. Snag City's coming back. Justin McCleary has a team.
The Ravens, from what I heard. Now, I don't remember who Snag City. I remember Snag City being a green team.
And whoever.
I can't remember exactly who was the who was that team.
I'm not sure.
And who the quarterback was.
Because they haven't been in a couple seasons. They weren't in the fall, or they weren't in the winter spring last year. So
Snag City.
It's been at least a year since they've been in the league. The new guy.
Last time I seen them. Randy was our quarterback.
The new guys were on the list as a possible team, but they are. When Bill sent the file, like the list of definite teams, the new guys are not on here. So
okay,
it was Tom Graff was one of them, and the new guys were one of them, but the new guys are not listed as a definite team. These are just definite teams that are 100% going to be in the league. I think Bill's still hoping that he'll get a couple more teams.
Snag City.
Because right now there's 15, which means there's going to be a every week.
So we should need another team.
Right.
More teams so we can have
no
even
buys.
Amount of teams,
yeah.
No buys. I'm not saying no buys, but no individual team buys.
Right, right.
Where we would have a week off for, individual teams because it's just we don't have enough teams.
Yeah.
So we need one more team, and then let's see. I want to do some power rankings. Things like that, but it's just too early.
And there's any new teams. Like, nobody knows really what's
next. Every league has, regardless, preseason basically expectations and preseason hype and preseason who they moved, who got who joined what. And, you know, I think it's easily ranked for the elite right now. Now, I don't know what that.
Oh, it says Tom / Caffey Corner merger elite optional. That was the old, the original list that he sent with the names of teams that were not definite, just a list of names of teams that were interested in playing. And it was, new guys were on there, and then Tom Graff / Caffey Corner. I guess Tom Graff and Caffey Corner merging.
I thought Price and Reflection are merging.
That's what it said.
What are they, Good Burger or Pet?
I don't know if that's them or not. Phillips Steaks. I don't know if that's them or not. I don't know if it's them.
You know what? I don't want to assume, but I
would assume. Email that Bill sent on January 25th, it said that Price and Reflection were merging and moving to Elite.
Now, if they move, you know what? Speaking of Elite, since GC Irish won a championship, I want to know how they felt or how they feel about moving to the Elite. Do you think GCR should move to the Elite?
They're not going to.
No, no. I'm asking you, do you think they should?
My opinion, I don't think they're an Elite team. They didn't beat any Elite teams that they played. So how can you move to Elite when in regular season the Elite team crushed you?
Well, neither did Steel City.
True. Steel City beat all the A teams.
Yeah. Steel City did beat. Hold on. Where's my Charlie Murphy laugh? Oh,
Steel City beat all the A teams, but not the Elite team.
Steel City. Did I go past it? Oh, no. There he goes. Steel City beat all the A teams.
Because if we're getting on that, like.
Beat any, not one. Single Elite team. When they started to play Elite schedule at the end of the season, not one. Didn't win one Elite game. Not one. Not one. They gave Camden a run for their money. They probably gave Camden the best game in the playoffs that they had, but that was
truthfully,
it.
The Braves and Price Electric are the only A teams that actually beat Elite teams.
Yeah.
Let in the fall season.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think it's only fair. If Price Electric and Reflection do merge, I think it's only fair that they have to move up to Elite.
I mean,
Reflection won multiple championships.
Yeah.
Price won multiple championships.
Yeah.
So you're taking two A championship teams and combining them, and they're like, stay in the A division? That's not fair. They should have to move up.
I don't know how they can. You know what? Yeah, they could play. They can definitely compete in the Elite.
The whole reason why Price didn't want to move up, according to Johnny, I had a conversation with Johnny in the parking lot. Yeah, he didn't know who was going to show up every week. If he knew his team was definitely going to show up, he would move up to Elite. This net. Well, if they're combining with Reflection, who does show up and has a decent quarterback, and their son playing, the one son that is good.
Yeah, Grasso.
Yeah, Grasso and Grasso. You know, they got that connection, and they got Johnny and a bunch of other people from Price Electric, they're definitely an Elite team.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be an elite team.
I agree. But throwing in Camden is not going to be easy.
No.
But, you know, since I made a career out of it and, you know, I made a habit of it, you know, beating rock bottom is not an easy task, even though I make it look so easy.
None of them are. Being rock bottom is not easy. Being the prospect. None of them are easy.
No, it's not. It's just, so, I mean, that would just be Elite a lot more interesting, you know. But somebody has to dethrone Camden, man. They are the champs. I want to see what Steel City has done. I want to see what Rock Bottom has done. I want to see what the prospects
have done.
Well, just
like Val said.
I want to see. But
just like Val said last season, he said that it seems to go back and forth. Like, it's Camden and it's Rock Bottom. And it's Camden and it's Rock Bottom. They tend to take turns with the championship, I guess you could say.
If GC Irish wins another championship, are they an Elite team?
I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think there should be a limit to how many championships a team should
two and up.
Can win before
two
they're forced
up.
To move.
There is no dynasties in this league.
Yeah.
No dynasties. Like, two.
The
up.
Elite teams.
You
win
two in a row, you move up, no matter what.
That's
no matter what.
Opinion.
I don't care if you lost all your guys. Now, who would lose two a back-to-back championship team?
All right.
It means you have to move up, no matter what.
If all your players are leaving.
It happens.
That's
it was up to when all my players left. So.
That's what I think.
I guess it was bad management because I suck.
If an A team wins two championships, they should be forced to move up to Elite.
I agree. Back-to-back championships, you move up to Elite.
Doesn't even matter if it's back-to-back, just like two championships.
No. Back-to-back.
Price won three championships last season, made it to the championship and lost. They're still an Elite team.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't win doesn't mean that they're not
an Elite team. I mean, they were definitely an Elite team.
They made it to the championship.
They were really good. But once they lost Scott, their whole team changed.
Their dynamic changed, yeah.
I'm excited about the Monstars.
I heard they've been out there practicing.
It's just that, but I'm excited about, you know, what I've heard about the roster and what the things I've been hearing
They're
about.
They're building
them.
Up their roster.
I'm excited about the Monsters. Now it's going to be on. You know, you go as far as your quarterback can take you.
That's
so,
exactly it.
We'll see what Scott does. We'll see what Scott does with his All-Star team. He has an awesome team, so we'll see about that. I haven't heard much about any other team.
Well, I know a couple of teams.
Except for I'm trying to hold it.
I know a couple teams are struggling getting
the Justin Ravens. What's his last name?
McCleary.
Justin McCleary Ravens. From what I've heard, word on the street, I don't know if it's true or not, but what I've heard, and I'm about to applaud it. I heard that they're bringing Sheen back to be their quarterback. Let's applaud him.
He was the quarterback for the Thunder.
It's good to have those guys. Well, I don't know who's coming back from the team, but it's good that I liked having the Thunder in the league. Like they talk their shit, they win games, they play good. I enjoyed having them in the league. I can't wait to have them back out on the field.
Now we know though that word on the street is there's a couple teams that are still struggling to get players on their roster, so hopefully they get that out in the next 3 weeks. It's close to the season, and I know there are still teams that are struggling to get players on their roster.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, I think if we were doing, I'm not gonna do no rankings right now.
Nah, we won't.
Just
say
my preseason.
We'll wait.
Just my. We'll do it by the end.
We'll do it a week before the season starts.
I would say number one seed has to be Camden and the Elite. We'll do number one seed.
Of course.
And then number one here. Where's that list again? And then would you say GC Irish is the number one seed? Yeah? I don't know.
They deserve it.
Number one seed in the A?
I think based off of Bill's list, these are Elite, Canada, Rock Bottom, Steel City, Projects is Elite. Then it goes to GCRs, then Patriots. Based off of the list, I would say GCRs is number one, Patriots are number two. There are two teams that made it to the championship.
What, so Patriots number two and GCRs number one?
There are the two teams that made it to the championship, so it's only fair.
We'll see who comes back for those teams. You know, that's the difference.
But
you
just said it doesn't matter who shows up, whether they win two championships or not. They still should have to move up to Elite. So regardless of who's
now,
on the team.
If GC Irish wins another A championship, they should have to move up to Elite.
Regardless of who's on their team, they still got a chip on their shoulder from the last season. They got that W, they deserve to be in the number one spot. So knocks them out right now.
GC Irish is the number one seed going into the going to the new season. GC Irish
honestly, the Patriots deserve to be in number two spot.
I don't know, man.
You might disagree, but based off of...
I don't know. We got to see who got added to what team and who...
Yeah, based off of how the season ended last season.
We'll see.
GCRs is number one, Patriots are number two.
All right. I know it's
but
nothing. I know it can't because we don't know who's got what and
no.
Who's got who.
We've got GCRs, Patriots. Monstars, Raptors, Decepticons, Panthers.
But that's just numerical order.
It's
that's
not.
Just
I know.
A list.
Just a way.
That's not rankings or anything like
worst
that.
Worst of best.
Let me ask you this. Regardless, do you think from what you saw from the hybrids and what you saw from the hybrids and Price Electric. I don't really know what the prospects are doing, but do you think that they would be better on paper? Do you think that team is better than the prospects from what we've seen the prospects for the past couple of years?
Well, I don't know. Well, Price beat the prospects. So
yeah, but that was with Scott.
They beat him.
And then Garasso was actually quarterbacking for
prospects. So if Garasso is on Price Electric now, so I...
Well, like, it won't be Price Electric. It's going to be like...
Philip Stakes or whoever. I don't know.
Whatever their combined name is, you know.
Whoever they're combining with.
I'm just assuming that's their name.
Because I don't see any other name.
Yeah, I don't, and I'm sure that they're playing. Would you say that... You say that expansion elite team is better than Prospects
and Steel City.
And Steel City?
Yeah, I think they would be better than Prospects and Steel City. If Price and Reflect combined, I think they would be better than the Prospects and Steel City.
Wow.
You don't?
Not me. I didn't say
it. It wasn't me, Larry.
It wasn't me.
Now, hybrids? I don't think hybrids
no,
would be
not
better.
The hybrids.
Because you said Price and hybrids.
No, I'm saying Price. Price and, no.
The hybrids and the Decepticons, like, they didn't have a very good season, but towards the end of the season in playoffs, they did fight. Like, they did have a good, like, valiant fight. They tried.
Of course.
Hung in there. You know?
What about the Panthers, who started out so hot last year and sizzled out? Kay sizzled
out. They had to be the biggest disappointment to me last season. Like, they really did.
K sizzled out.
They started out so high. Like, they're winning 40, 50 points.
Big numbers,
and then
just sizzled out.
They go from number one all the way down to number 14.
Yeah, well, they were in the top three the whole damn season. In offense.
Not in defense.
They had 200 points
you know
before any other 18.
Their offense was good.
Like, 3 weeks before any other 18.
So they were scoring points, but they were giving up too many points.
They also gave up 300.
So if they're coming back, they need to get their defense figured out.
Yeah, they gotta get some defense.
Cause that was their worst thing last year.
That was the biggest problem.
But even though they were scoring 50 points, they were still giving 50 points.
The old gunslinger Ralph still doing it. He's out there slinging it, man. And
yeah, they had
but
the
point,
disappointment.
Him, not shout out to Diz, but little man. Kyrie.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Out there getting busy. They need to find somebody that can take some pressure off of him. That's
right.
What I think.
Right.
I think they need to find somebody on the other side of him that is a vertical threat, but also still take pressure off of him. And I think they'll be okay.
Because the way the Panthers started out, I really thought they were gonna be in like the
They played tough in those playoffs, though.
Yeah.
They had Price Electric on the ropes.
I thought they were going to be, like, in the championship game the way they started out. They had to be, like, one of the biggest disappointments. Like, towards the end of the season, to find out that they were way down.
I mean, they only won a couple games, but they showed out in the play. They showed up in the playoffs.
Everybody does.
Not all the time.
Usually.
Because the Sloth didn't. He got manhandled by GC Irish. I think there was, like, a blowout. 32-0, if I'm not or something like that. Something crazy like that. But
well, I don't know. GCR.
Yeah, let's support GCR again for winning the championship.
Win.
They got into their they found their
they ended
rhythm
up,
and
they won like five in a row regular season. Playoffs and championships. So whatever they did, whatever they fixed or got figured out, they did and it worked for them and they ran with it and they were they're on a roll there.
Like a super roll. Like, well,
man,
hold up.
So they deserve, another applause.
You know, sun shines on a whatever. All right, how about the Decepticon/Sloth? I'm not so sure what they're actually doing, if they're having a team or not, but
I
would
love
to see them out there.
Definite team.
You know the team that usually should be out there. Actually, they played in the fall. JL Septic usually shows up, but no JL Septic.
They haven't been there in the last season.
The Timberwolves usually play in winter, spring.
They haven't been there in a while either.
The TCH or whatever, TCU Timberwolves, somebody. I haven't seen them on the list. The team that got kicked out of the league for
Savages?
Savages are on the list.
None of these teams have been there in a while.
You know, so there's some guys that are some teams actually missing in this, but I'd love to see them out there. And
yeah, that's why it's good that the new guys are possibly coming back. I don't know what happened, or maybe they decided they couldn't get enough players.
Well, they're not
together.
new anymore, so they've
no,
the
but
new,
that's still their name.
The new, I know. I just say, I'm trying to be funny. The new old guys,
new guys with return team rep. Rage is on the list. Old team name, new rep for now. But they were on the list as possible, but they're not on the list as definite.
I would love to see
some new
punching bag meat. Some new teams to
Well, you got Justin McCleary and Tom Graff Corner.
I don't know about them being a punching bag. Nah, but you know, I've always had like a I've always loved competing against Sheen and company. So that would be awesome to have them back out there. Definitely make them sacrifices in this All-Star Touch Football League. And you know, I can't wait. I hope we play them first game. Oh, the Ravens. I hope the Ravens are on the list. Let's go.
I
love Justin. He's my guy, man.
He's gonna give the Ravens like a Colonial Diner to give them to get used to the league. So it'll be who's the second from? Well, actually, if we're looking at the list from last season, aside from Colonial Diner, the bottom ranked was the Panthers and then the Monstars.
Nah, Monstars are definitely not the bottom ranked team. Either is
they were at the end of last
Panthers.
Season.
The Panthers are like a family team. Like
they were at the end. Both of them
Let's
were at the
make you together.
No,
they
GC Irish.
GC Irish too.
They all are. But at the end of last season, Colonial Diner was ranked last. Then the Panthers were ranked right above Colonial. And then the Monstars are ranked right above the Panthers. So
let's look at our. Wait. We got our regular season rankings at the end?
Mm hmm.
Where? Is this it?
In
no.
There somewhere. I think that's week 11. That's offense.
Wait. We only had 11 games, right?
Mm hmm.
Okay. So here it is.
That's offense and defense. Yeah,
that's the standings. Let's just talk about it. Let's see if Rock Bottom can go back out and repeat what they did last year. They were the number one offense.
Steel City started out number one for a minute.
Yeah,
Steel City was putting up bad points.
Because they were taking their pounds of flesh
against
from them
A
team.
Yeah, until they had to play Elite, then when, they dropped down.
When they lost their prospect, I'm like, oh, they might be in trouble. Then they lost their Brandon, and then they lost to Rock Bottom. Then it was just like, oh, man, it's over.
Yeah, that's when they started dropping in the offensive and defensive rankings.
Yeah, when they ran into their own competition, things got a little dark for them.
Yeah, this is at the end of it, how it was. Price Electric was number one. Going into the playoffs, the Patriots were number two, Braves were number three, GC Irish was number four. Decepticons was number five, Hybrid was number six, Ravagers was number seven, Panthers was number eight, and Colonial Diner was number nine. That's how it was going into the playoffs. That was the ranking.
Man,
the seeding, I guess you would say.
But, man, this playoffs were so good. The A playoffs were so good.
I mean,
good. Everybody
shows up to win.
I mean,
playoffs.
Not just that, though. You can show up, but when you like, it was just evenly matched. It was just one play here and there that could have turned every. We should have lost that hybrid game.
Because from what everybody thought Price Electric was going to win the playoffs, or the championship. When it came down to Price Electric, GC Irish, everybody's like, oh man, Price Electric
they
is definitely going to beat them.
I wish that game was on tape. I wish somebody taped that game.
GC Irish was number four going into the playoffs, and they ended up winning the whole thing.
It happened. It happened. Like, GC Irish.
Got it
like
together.
They figured something out.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Their mojo.
They did. It was GC Irish, Who else? I still can't talk enough about how well the lower seeds did, except for the Decepticons, no offense. But the hybrids played so well against us.
The Monstars.
The
Ravagers.
Monstars played so well against
us. The Patriots.
Yeah, against the Patriots. I thought they had them beat.
The Panthers played really well against
the
you guys.
Panthers had Price Electrics on the rope. Price Electric on
the
rope.
Yeah.
And the Colonial Diner was excluded from the games. So
I guess that's why they're not coming back. They had enough of getting
I mean,
on.
You know, they just need to add. You just can't keep playing with your friends. You're like Looney.
Well, they have
add some players.
A lot of issues with people not showing up, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, but everybody has those issues.
Not everybody. No, there are some teams where players are dedicated and show up every week.
Yeah, I guess. That's right.
But you have some teams where the players are not dedicated and come when they want. But you have other teams, like the Patriots, those players, for the most part, show up every week. For the Patriots, for the most part, those players show up every week. Like,
yeah.
You have
yeah.
your dedicated players who show up, and you have your guys who don't.
True. But
the guys who show up are the guys who love football.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody is great. Remember, this is a volunteer thing. And
right, you're
everybody
not
getting
no money
off
of it. You're doing it for fun.
It's for fun. But at the same time, we all
want to
win that big trophy
exactly.
at the end.
That's what you're there
you know,
for.
I want to know how much it weighs. Like, I don't want to get it when I get it. Finally, get it. It's like, hey, this is one of those freaking
it's just the
footballs.
One I got. It's just like the A one I got.
Oh, man, I want one. I want one so bad. I want to win a championship. So hopefully we can get it done this
season.
Yeah, because
we definitely got to stay like
a little burnt
Sean.
Out of football for a minute there because I was so disappointed by how we lost. I can't wait. Let's go. I'm glad to be back on here, delivering
the news. The
news. The football talk. What did I try to say?
I don't
know
what it is.
The next day.
I don't even remember.
I can't remember either. Like, it's like, you changed it back, right?
Yeah. You tried to change the name. The Hustle Huddle.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the huddle. The next day huddle. Like.
But we can't change the name. We're too far.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But I'm excited about doing this as well. Yeah, we should say our number over the air because I still forget.
Anyone wants to call in?
If you're listening live,
season starts in 3 weeks. We're gonna try to do it every Monday, 9:30 ish.
No. We're doing it every Monday.
The number is 516-371-879, or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/yun9solim1224, or you can check us out on Tuesday on YouTube at yun9solim.
Yes, you can. YUN9SLIM on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. If you
like, comment, and subscribe.
Like, comment, and subscribe. There you go. All right. Anything else you go through, or just this is just we just basically breaking some ice, shaking some rust off, shaking some dust off. You know.
I'm just going over to teams, the state of the season. And that's about it. I think everybody's just kind of getting team prepared and getting ready for the season.
But it's still not too late to add a team if you want a team.
No, it's not, which
listen,
is what I think Bill
if you
is.
Know anybody that wants a team, has a team.
I think Bill is hoping that more teams get added. So
I hope so. So
all you need is six players.
It's 6-on-6.
You need six players to start.
It's about, I think, it's, what, $800? $800 a team.
Or 11, 12 weeks plus the playoffs.
$75 a week for rest.
It goes from like March to June-ish.
Yeah, I think about June-ish, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a combined season, so it's about that. We'll have a couple buys in there, and then we need more teams. So if we can get more teams, it's only going to work out. Like, I don't care if they're punching bags or not, and I don't care if they're really good or dominant, you know. So just more teams is better for the league. Like, I had an idea, but I don't know if I'll say this, like, over here, over the air and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the combination, like,
yeah,
combined,
I wouldn't
like,
even get into that.
Yeah.
It's too late now.
Yeah, but it was just an idea, you know, it's just an idea, but I'll keep that to myself. If anybody wants to know, hit me up, let me know, I'll let you know. But, all right, give them the number one time, and then we'll hop off.
Yeah, so if you want to call in next Monday around 9:30-ish, 9:45. Call in 516-387-1879. Or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SYM1224 to listen to us live. Or you can check us out on Tuesday on YouTube at YUN9SYM.
And if you're on YouTube, subscribe and thumbs up my videos.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
I was also thinking about recording games. You know, I'm not going to get into like details about it, but I was thinking about recording games. If anybody wanted the games recorded,
yeah,
it won't be me. It won't be me actually recording your game.
It might be me.
I'm gonna have somebody with you know, have it edit and add it, you know, a way more professional feel to it.
For
not me, not what I've been doing on YouTube. I do mine because I'm excited and, you know, I'm just doing my thing.
Charging the recording games.
So,
people.
We'll see. We'll talk about it.
We'll see how that goes. That's just an idea we're throwing out there that we may or may not do.
If people want,
but
you
if
know,
someone's
games
interested,
recorded,
let us know and we'll see how that works out.
Maybe one angle, and I'm not gonna be all in the huddle, all in the videos,
but,
all in the, you know, I'm not saying that. If you want actual game footage, your game. So, that's about it. Let's see. That's it.
See you next Monday.
Sayonara. Also, Football League. Let's go.